The community meeting at Watertown's First Parish Church was a stark departure from previous gatherings in this community relative to the Marathon bombing manhunt and shootout. Previous mass meetings here have been largely supportive of the police actions on the night of April 19th of last year. But among the 50 or so present at this latest gathering, most were critical of the police and government response. These were some of the voices heard over the course of 2 hours.
Had they been competent when they began the lockdown, they would have gone down Franklin Street all the way. And it says Franklin Street is an L-shaped street. Apparently, one of the SWAT teams only went down one half of the L.
So there were three black tanks and guys in black and three big guns out in front of my house. And I was more scared of them than I was of anything that was going on in the neighborhood.
I
just don't understand what happened and why all of us had to go through so much. There are a lot of children.
And one thing that's really amplified to me here tonight is that the FBI can come into any community in the United States, a 4-square-mile community here like Watertown, and take complete command and control over the local police.
Yes, Joint Terrorist Task Force.
The community meeting was sponsored by the National Lawyers Guild, a progressive legal organization which has held 3 previous meetings focused on questions about alleged constitutional violations during the Marathon bombing siege and within the larger context of the Patriot Act in the post-9/11 era.
Really, the purpose of this meeting is to make sure that the people who felt that they didn't have positive experiences with the police had a safe place to voice their concerns.
Attorney Benjamin Faulkner is a member of the National Lawyers Guild.
I think it's fair that a lot of the people were perfectly happy with what happened. But there were some that weren't, and I think there was a good, strong sense right in the aftermath of what happened with the Boston Marathon bombings that if you had a problem with it, you really weren't to be voicing that concern in public.
Now, some of these concerns have been voiced aloud to local police officials. In our series 18 Hours about lingering questions relative to the Marathon bombing manhunt, Watertown Police Chief Ed DeVoe said his forces were studying the actions of law enforcement during that period and trying to learn from them.
I know the state is in the process of putting together the beginnings of an after-action report so we can look at that and have it professionally looked at. And I promised the residents of Watertown that we'll do a real serious look at ourselves and everything that happened here. To make sure, you know, what went right, what went wrong, and what we can learn from that.
That was 6 months ago, and a comprehensive report about what went right and what went wrong has yet to be released. Meanwhile, 4 Watertown residents in attendance at the Lawyers Guild community meeting alleged that they have been under pressure from local police and other residents to keep their criticisms to themselves. WGBH will be following up this story in the coming days, and we are requesting a response from the Watertown Police to these and other complaints made by residents at that meeting. In Watertown, Philip Martin, WGBH Boston Public Radio.